going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the Stinking Truth.
You mentioned the Vikings, and I know they came out the other day and said, hey, J.J. McCarthy's full go for the offseason. And I know they drafted him, but I'm speaking to here. I'm not a Viking fan, but I'm going to speak as a Viking fan. You just saw the team that they had last year and what they accomplished and how they established themselves as one of the really, really top teams in the entire NFL. And I just feel like while J.J. McCarthy might represent this future, the present means taking a step back. I mean, can you see them and this team turning to a rookie quarterback who didn't play at all last year and being able to maintain the status quo that they set up last year? Is there just an inevitable regression that is just part of the deal when you have to make that inevitable turn to McCarthy?
Sure. And I think you have to look at it if you're Minnesota, you're going, okay, like 14 wins last year with Sam Darnold was a real outlier. Like that was everything lined up. And that's not, I mean, that wasn't realistic. That wasn't even if Sam Darnold came back, who we negotiated with, like, that wasn't sustainable. So will we have a regression? Yeah. Can we regret, you know, especially in our division with Detroit and with Green Bay, as good as that division is.
Maybe Chicago coming up a little bit.
Chicago coming up. Yeah. But could we still win 10 games? Yeah, we think we're good enough to win 10, 11 games.
Do you think that?
Do I think that?
Do you think that? That's pretty lofty.
I think they're pretty damn good.
11 games with a rookie in that division?
I would be shocked if they were able to do that with J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
But I also think that Detroit, they've lost both their coordinators. Will they come down reality-wise? Will they come down a little bit? Will Chicago take a step up? You know, what will happen in Green Bay? Will Green Bay become the class of the division? I think that thing is all pretty clogged up at the top. So 9-8, 10-6, like – the top team out of there may be 11-5 next year. So, you know, and again, who knows, but there's been a lot of change in that division. So the J.J. McCarthy thing, but listen, there's no question that they have some trepidation, right? Because if you didn't have trepidation, they negotiated, they negotiated with Sam Darnold. They were talking to Aaron Rodgers, which would indicate that we don't necessarily, we're not sure what we have in J.J. McCarthy. We don't really know what J.J. McCarthy is. But now that we've decided to move down the road without Rodgers or without Sam Darnold, we're trusting that our, you know, what we saw coming into the draft, we moved up one spot to get him. We're trusting our eyes. We're trusting the work he's put in on the grease board. And we're trusting our medical staff to say, we think he's going to be really, really good. Will we have a regression? Sure, but the whole division will, and we still think we can compete.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. All right. So we've got the draft coming up on Thursday. We'll dive into that. All the last-minute rumors.
Yeah.
Who might be looking to trade out, trade up? There's some interesting reports. Actually, a little quick tease on this one, because your buddy, Adam Schefter, put out a report that he said that there's at least one team in the NFL that does not have a first round grade on any of these quarterbacks that are going in this draft. In fact, the feeling is that Cam Ward, who is going to be the first quarterback off the board, probably will go number one overall, probably to Tennessee, would have been the seventh quarterback in last year's draft. Would have been taken after all those quarterbacks. The last, which one of was Bo Nix? Is it really that bad of a class?
I just think there's, I mean, I watched a bunch of Cam Ward film. As a matter of fact, you know, you can check this out. Just search Mark Schlereth on Top Fans. I've got a lot of videos coming out. I've broken down. I mean, I'm just looking at it right now. Connerly from Oregon, Campbell from LSU, Ursary from Minnesota. I got Golden from Texas, the wide receiver, Genty from Boise State, Loveland, the tight end, Warren, the tight end, McMillan from Arizona, Simmons from Ohio State. I've got all kinds of videos. Then I'll have the Ward video, the Shadur Sanders videos coming out. Got all kinds of videos out there. If you want to check out whoever your team drafts after the draft, or if you want to prepare for the draft, all kinds of telestrated videos coming out on Top Fans that you can go out there and you can check those out as well. But yes. Yeah, Mike, I mean, I'm telling you, I think this quarterback class, all of them have questions, and I think it's foregone conclusion. Ward will be the number one guy, but I've got some stuff that'll dispel rumors about, you know, like, oh, Shadur Sanders, he's not athletic enough. He doesn't step up the pocket. Like he wasn't protected. He takes shots. He'll stand in the pocket. He'll take one of the teeth and he'll deliver the football. Like, I don't know. Last time I checked, that's pretty important, right? Can read it, like can read coverage and get through progressions. Last time I checked, that's pretty important. So like there's a lot left to be desired. And I would tell you that after about the top 15 guys, I'd question. I'll tell you one that I just did a breakdown yesterday. I spent a bunch of time watching film and you'll like this. Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Like Abdul Carter is an unbelievable athlete, but he is a very raw player and he's going to get eaten alive in his first year in the NFL.
First year
in the
whole year.
Well, it's going to take him a while. Like he's He, to me, was a one-trick pony watching him on film. And, like, there's no question.
I've seen Micah Parsons comparisons here for Abdul Carter. You're saying no?
I'm just saying it's going to take him a while to learn how to pass rush in the NFL. Hmm. So, like, it's not that I'm skeptical, because I think he's a very raw player, played a lot of inside linebacker early in his career, went to the edge, and he basically relies 100% on speed off the edge.
Okay.
And I would tell you, when I played, the one thing I would do as an offensive lineman is say, okay, what's the one thing you do exceptionally well? I will set to take that away 100% of the time. I will funnel you and invite you where I want you to go, and then I'll lock you there. And so you look at what he does, and I think he'll struggle his first year. I'd be surprised if he was just crazy. Like, he'll get some sacks just on effort alone, but I would be shocked if he's a big-time difference maker early in his career.
All right, just a little taste, a little preview of what we'll be doing a little bit later on this week. But again, just a reminder of what Mark just said. You can check out Mark Schlereth on OnlyFans.
No, that...
Do tell. Where can I find that?
It's on Top Fans, and the only difference between that and only, I'm not going to show you my Yoo-hoo. That thing's going to stay private.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Darn.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're all clamoring for it.
Yeah. You wanted to see me naked. That's what you wanted to see. Gross. I don't even want to see me naked. Nobody should have to look at that.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.